We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to talk about the belief that only out-of-town visitors are vulnerable to dying from sneaker waves or other beach hazards. Here's what we've found from collecting data for over 20 years. We have just as many or more locals who get in trouble at our beaches as non-locals. So that's what the data says, but let's dig a little deeper to pull some meaning out of that data. First of all, it's important to note that we also have some data to suggest that the amount of locals versus non-locals who visit our beaches is about the same, depending on the time of year. So for each visit to the beach, non-locals and locals have about the same chance of getting into serious trouble. In other words, you can't explain the high percentage of locals who get into trouble to there just being more locals who visit our beaches. And while the high visitation rates to our beaches by visitors might be great news for our tourism industry, it provides a sobering reality check to local beachgoers. You are not as immune from getting into trouble as you might have thought. And in fact, we have some evidence that locals think they are more beach savvy than they actually are. When we have interviewed people on the beach, we find that locals almost universally state that they know how to be safe at the beach, even when they're doing something that's obviously dangerous, like standing too close to the surf when we have waves with set behavior, or walking on the wet sand on a very steep beach when there are big waves. This gets us to the important reason why I'm doing an entire set of community comments to address these false beliefs about our hazards. They can get people into serious trouble. And to be completely honest, I was just as vulnerable to this kind of thinking until I interviewed a young woman who got pulled into the ocean by a sneaker wave. Now, she survived, but her friend died. When she described what they were doing and where they were on the beach and the decision-making process that she went through right before they got hit, it caused me to shudder because I realized that she was actually a very experienced water person and that I had done the exact same thing that she did at the exact same location. My takeaway from that interview was that knowing a bit about the ocean and waves can actually give you a false sense of safety. My behavior has since been significantly changed. Now, if there is any kind of set behavior or decent-sized waves at all, I don't go anywhere near the water unless I'm equipped to survive being pulled into the surf, which means wearing a wetsuit or a life vest. So, resist thinking that you can't get in trouble at our beaches just because you've been going to our beaches for your entire life. And please reach out to me if you want more beach safety information. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.